Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. These daily challenges are meant to help people follow Jesus in today's busy commuting lifestyle. And if you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus before, then I encourage you to start with our Christianity 101 course, available through the same website and app. So I'd encourage you, if you've been tracking with us for a little while, to start a group. Take somebody you know from the train or the bus or from work, from your neighborhood, wherever you might be, and start sharing these daily challenges with them and discussing the questions at the end of each one. Or maybe you could share with them our marriage, parenting, or Christianity 101 courses as a more introductory way to start discussing life together. Our rhythm introduces a new idea every Monday. We explore it in the Bible every Tuesday. Every Wednesday, we start to look at what that means in our lives. Thursdays, we try it out. And then Fridays, we reflect and pray on it. Saturday is a day for rest, and Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And we'll be starting a new Christian community in Ajax over the next year, and I'd love to have you as part of our team. Just get in touch. For the first few months of our time together as a community, we're looking at the Sermon on the Mount, one of Jesus' most comprehensive teachings about what it means to be one of his followers. Well, if you're one of our newest users, I want to say welcome. We want you to know that you're not alone, but that you're part of a community of hundreds of people across the GTA who are using this app every day and exploring what it means to be followers of Jesus. Well, let's get started. Well, I'm sure none of us have been able to forget what happened in Newtown, Connecticut back in December. And it's sparked a real conversation in the US about gun control, and it always seems to come back to the Second Amendment to the US Constitution. And it's amazing how the conversations and discussions and arguments about gun control in the US can so seldom focus on whether gun control is a good thing or a bad thing, but focus instead on the law document itself, on that amendment and constitution, and about whether people have the right or not, whether it's a good thing or not. It can feel a bit strange for Canadians to listen into this kind of a debate from a country so close in many ways, because it's all centered on a document that we don't know a lot about and that is foreign to us. It's pretty similar to the kind of conversations that were happening in Jesus' day. There were conversations left and right about how best to follow God's law. And there'd been a whole legal code built on top of God's law. When Jesus would have spoken of God's law, he would have meant the Ten Commandments, and the Book of Leviticus, and the kind of laws that were directly given by God through Moses to the Israelites. Well, between Moses and Jesus, an awful lot had happened to that law. And over the years, various teachers, rabbis, had added new interpretations and ideas to God's law. They'd written some of these things down in sort of commentaries on the law, what they called the Mishnah. But then over time as well, those needed to be interpreted as well. And so people used to write commentaries on the law. They were building all sorts of extra laws on top of God's law. One example is it has to do with the Sabbath. You may know that in the Ten Commandments, said that since God had rested on the seventh day, his creations, humans, were called to take a day of rest as well. However, people started to think about, well, what constitutes work or rest? They came up with all sorts of variations saying, well, okay, what about moving a lamp? A new lamp can be moved, but not an old one. And a donkey can wear a saddlecloth if it was put on Friday, but not a bell. That would be too much work, more work than a cloth. They came up with hundreds, thousands of additions to the law going into minutiae like that. I think what was happening was the law was getting lost in all sorts of other laws, and no one was paying attention to the reason for the law, that God had rested and wanted us to rest. They were way too busy figuring out what rest really meant to actually try any out. Well, we're going to be looking this week at the idea of law and what Jesus was going to do with this law that had been given so long ago. But I've got a question for you to consider first. Have you ever broken the law? Maybe a parking or speeding ticket? Did you deserve the consequences, and why do you think that law existed? Well, that's our question for today. Maybe you'll contemplate that on your own, or maybe you can share this question with somebody who you're riding the train with, or somebody at your work. I'll see you tomorrow.